Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so still here at Xbox Showcase here at E3 2018, and we have...
This is Dimitri Klinen. I'm the community specialist on Jump Force.
Wow, the trailer surprised me big time, man. Even my co-host was like, he was super excited when we got to see it. So for those that don't know much about Jump Force, what you can tell us about that?
Think the Avengers version of manga or anime. So these manga characters or anime characters are coming into our real world. There's a convergence between their world and our world, and they're coming in to fight. They're forming like a squad that's fighting the villains or the bad guys that are also coming into our world. Mm-hmm.
So in the demo here, how many characters available for this demo that you guys have here at E3?
In the demo, there are six. So there's Luffy, Naruto, Sasuke, Frieza, and Zoro from One Piece.
All of them have different styles of fighting. So how you guys manage to create a game like this that there won't be a character that will take advantage of the other ones based on their fighting style or anything like that?
There was a lot of balancing involved. We thought about how they actually fight in the anime because there are certain characters like, you know, that are super powerful, like Goku obviously is he fights a lot different than say Zoro, who doesn't have any like superpowers. He's just a really good swordsman. So there's a lot of balancing involved in that. But it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Not cartoony, but very fantasy-based. So you're going to have these characters face off, so they have to kind of be on an equal plane.
Is this New York City?
This is New York City.
Times Square?
This is Times Square.
That's my city right there, guys.
So we have Times Square, and we also have the Matterhorn.
So why New York City? Like, why? I mean, for those that never got to see this game, not the game, but the actual anime, Why in real locations now?
Like, once again, it's a very iconic place, and we were also, you know, like we were inspired by the superhero genre that's happening right now. We want these characters to just come into the real world. Like, what if Goku, you know, suddenly showed up in Times Square? What would that look like?
So I see here that you could choose three characters, each player. Now, when I watched the trailer, I thought, is this more than two players fighting, or what? What? But now seeing it now. The demo, now I can see that it's for two players and stuff, so that's awesome. Can you choose same characters also? Let's say we're playing two players, we also could pick the same characters?
Sure, you can do like mirror matches. You both can pick the same character.
Cool. All right. Anything else about the game that people might be interested about?
Obviously, you saw Ryuk from Death Note at the very end.
Yes, so that was a very tease.
Yeah, that was crazy, right, at the very end. Yeah. So there's look for more information on the game coming. The game's not out until 2019, okay. So we have a lot more to share.
Cool, man. But thanks a lot, man.
All right,
for more information about the game, where they could go.
Just follow us on Twitter at Bandai Namco US or our Facebook, Bandai Namco US. So just follow us there.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.